The Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation is putting up $50 million for the new addition of the Niagara River Park. With land across the thruway included, that's 90 acres. The playground shown to kids and parents would cover 2.5 acres. What's different about parks and playgrounds is the new playground on the Outer Harbor. Many of the parents in Waterfront School have been there. Sherry Falk says she and her daughter Rosa like that protective surface.
The soft structure, right? And then there's just playgrounds have come so far in terms of the equipment itself and accessibility. But I do like how they're involving the waterfront. I like how it's exploratory. It's not just what you see is what you get. You kind of have to get in there, walk around. I like how they're involving nature.
Of course, there are maintenance issues in the future Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park and on the Outer Harbor, which have to be worked out. LaSalle's being redesigned by Michael Van Valkenburg Associates and a host of other consultants. Principal Paul Seck says there is still a lot of design work, with construction slated for spring 2022.
It's a lot of nature play, so there'll be a lot of planting mixed in with it. There'll be places where kids can explore and use their imagination and be a little bit more free range with still visual sight from parents, but giving them a little bit more exploration. I think that's important for all kids, but it's really important for kids that live in cities that don't really get to go out and play in the woods, and this is supposed to be that experience.
The model showed lots of trees, lots of lawn, and a lot of sections of the park built around local history, like grain elevators in Silo City. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.